Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about Christina Podnar being back on the show. Christina's a new member of our Brain Trust. She's a digital policy innovator, a principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified change management practitioner, the author of The Power of Digital Policy. Yeah, that's right. That means she's really smart, right? And she's our good friend. Christina, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. That's quite the generous introduction.
Oh, no, not at all. And I've got the book in front of me. Do not drop this on your toe, folks. This is a massive, serious work here that she's produced. Christina, I'm glad you're here, and we love your expertise, especially – this is an area we're going to talk about now that my audience has heard me talk about. We've reported on GDPR for 2 or 3 years since it really kind of became a thing. This is the European standard of privacy protection, isn't it, GDPR? General Data
That's right.
Privacy
–
regulations or something, review or something. I forget what it all means. Go ahead.
Regulation, you got it. GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. And
yeah.
Yes, as you probably remember, and so your listeners, it went into effect last May.
Yeah.
And since then, all businesses that are either targeting or marketing to those residing in the European Union need to be compliant. And I'm not sure how your listeners are doing with this, but I can tell you from my personal experience, folks are struggling. It's a real thing. It is a challenge, but hopefully everybody's doing their best and on a journey to compliance, because that's really what we're aiming to do, is enable folks and make sure that they're on the right path.
For most small businesses in America, GDPR is not a part of your life. Only if you're doing business mostly, well, it's online. It's the online world. If you're selling things to people in Europe, in the European Union. But one of the reasons why it's important to talk about it, Christina, is because California has a GDPR, effectively a GDPR. So who knows when the next thing is going to happen. I mean, this could be something that we're going to have to deal with in the United States. It depends on who the next president is, I think, partly, Christina. But seriously, tell them what it means. Tell them what the issue is.
Absolutely. Before I dive into that, Jim, let me just say one thing, because you brought up an excellent point, and that is already in the United States, we're seeing similar types of regulation and laws. So you mentioned CCPA, which is the California Consumer Privacy Act that is coming into effect on January 1st, and folks need to comply with it. But it's important for a lot of small businesses out there to understand that it only applies to larger businesses, right? So there's a cap if you have over 250 employees or if you're making $50 million in revenue and above. So there's a cap there that doesn't necessarily mean that it applies to everybody and every small business in the United
States. I didn't know what the number wound up being. I knew there was some kind of a ceiling, but I had not heard what the final number was. That's
so,
a high number. That's a high number. That protects a lot of small businesses.
It does. And, you know, it's interesting because GDPR started out the same way. GDPR had a protection for those businesses that are under 250 employees. However, they took that out in the final regulation. And so that's no longer
right. The
case.
Yep.
But for those who are listening that are in the U.S. that are thinking like, wow, I'm off the hook with California, you might be. But we also do have regulation in place in Nevada. We have currently regulation in place in Maine. And we have a lot of other states
wow.
that are looking to implement.
So this is going to be like sales tax. It's going to be a nightmare for small businesses until we finally wind up with something that's consistent, which we might want to be careful what we wish for, because it might turn out to be something so onerous that it shuts half of us down.
Yeah, so, you know, that's always the challenge, right? I mean, we all sort of wish that there was a federal level kind of mandate, but then the problem is that sometimes it's not. as friendly as it ought to be for the small business. And so for those folks who are trying to understand what this means to them, where they operate, et cetera, one of the things that I've done is I've made a free resource available to folks on my website. So if they head out to thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com, they'll be directed to my site. There's actually a free tool. Don't have to sign up. Don't have to give me any information.
Thank you.
But it gives you a map in the United States. You're welcome. It gives you a map of the United States with existing and proposed legislation, and it'll also give you a worldview. So if you're a small business that's targeting European Union, we're talking about GDPR today, right, that's on our map.
And folks, but this is where – this is where I got to go to a break here, Christina. Folks, the main thing behind this is if you capture any information about a customer in any of these places, Europe or California or wherever, if you capture that information and that you don't protect that information – you could be fined, big-time fines. So check it out. Just be careful. 20 till the hour, I should say. Christina Podnauer and I will be right back. We're going to talk about digital transformation. She's an expert in this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.